In this bulletin, a man to face court over the deaths of four police officers on a Melbourne freeway. More than 26 million people out of work in the United States. And Raylene Castle quits as chief executive of Rugby Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. A driver who allegedly fled a fatal crash that killed four police officers is due to face court on multiple charges. The 41-year-old man has been charged with multiple offences, including driving at a dangerous speed and failing to render assistance. Four police officers died in the incident on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway when a truck veered into the emergency lane and collided with them at high speed. The driver of the truck remains in hospital under police guard. The World Health Organization's European office has revealed the extent of the pandemic across the continent. WHO Europe Director Dr. Hans Kluge says almost half of the world's COVID-19 cases originate from Europe, totaling around 1.2 million. The virus has claimed the lives of over 110,000 Europeans, with up to half of these deaths occurring in long-term care facilities. Dr. Kluge says the pandemic is far from over, stressing the importance of remaining vigilant.
Complacency could be our worst enemy at this time. We cannot permit ourselves to believe we are secure and safe. Any step to ease social and physical distancing measures must be carefully considered and gradually undertaken.
More than 26 million people in the United States have applied for unemployment benefits in the past month. A further 4.4 million Americans applied for unemployment relief last week as the economic toll from the coronavirus pandemic continues to mount. The International Monetary Fund says the US economy will shrink by 5.9% this year. A Chinese citizen journalist says he was chased by authorities and then detained in Wuhan for almost 2 months. Li Zhehua broadcast the chase and his detention by police on February 26 and then wasn't heard from again until now. In a video published online, he says the Chinese authorities insisted he spend time in quarantine.
I arrived in the police station in Wuhan City. After collecting information, including fingerprints and DNA, I entered the inquiry room and I was summoned as a suspect of disrupting public order. I was later told I wouldn't be punished, but because I'd been to what was described as epidemic-sensitive areas, such as crematoriums, I was put in quarantine.
Australia's national flag has been projected onto the Swiss Alps in an illuminated message of hope and solidarity during the global coronavirus pandemic. The blue, red and white emblem was projected onto Mount Matterhorn early in the morning on Thursday local time. Daniel Lugan, Spa Director of Zermatt Matterhorn, says the projections are a message to the rest of the world. The inquiry into the Ruby Princess has heard from the ship's hotel manager, who raised concerns about the actions of New South Wales Health. Charles Verwal says the department did not conduct any onboard health assessment before 2,700 passengers were allowed to disembark. Mr. Verwal was surprised passengers were allowed to leave the ship before COVID-19 test results were returned. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy has defended the actions of New South Wales Health, telling the inquiry the cruise was considered low risk.
It had only been to New Zealand and back, and New Zealand was not seen as a high risk country, and I think everyone was quite surprised at the fact that there was turned out to have been a significant COVID outbreak on that ship.
And in sport, Rugby Australia Chief Executive Officer Raylene Castle has resigned after being told the board no longer had confidence in her. Days earlier, 10 former players, including World Cup winner Nick Farr-Jones, had signed a letter urging for a change in the league's leadership. Ms Castle has been plagued by mishaps in the last year, including the sacking of Israel Folau, poor World Cup performance, disputes with former Wallabies coach Michael Checker, and failed negotiations with broadcasters. The announcement came just hours after she told ABC 7:30 she's persisting with the job and is used to receiving criticism.
You form a very thick hide when you do jobs like this, but ultimately you've got to believe that you're doing the right thing for the sport, and that's what I said I'm committed to do, and I continue to try and make sure that I leave Rugby Australia a better place than when I arrived here.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, much the same, 21. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Hobart, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 17. In Canberra, mostly sunny, 22. Wollongong, sunny, 26. Sunny also in Sydney, 28. Newcastle, sunny as well, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, sunny, 35. This is SBS News.